Time for Message in the Bottle here on Downtown, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. We welcome in Eric Meehan. Hello there, Eric.
Hello there, Richard. How are you?
I am fabulous, thank you. I'm loving living in Seattle. It's great. I never expected it, but I'm making the most of it.
Did you not, though? I mean, it's funny. I talk to a lot of folks, and frankly, we've been super blessed, I think, with some beautiful / hot weather. But, I mean, this is Maine. We do have the seasons here, and that all said, I'm tired of it. I mean, we actually, I must say, credit to the guys in the Bangor West Baseball League. We had a game last night. We're like, let's just do this. Come on, come on. What? It's rain. Come on. Sadly, several kids got pegged with waterlogged baseballs, but it wasn't me. So, you know, but yeah, I mean, it's rain. Listen, I want to tell your buddy John Corrales that I think it's adorable that he doesn't think that Coach Mazzulla is going to be replaced. But as soon as I read that, I'm like, oh, geez. You lose 5 games to start the season, you are gonzo.
Right. They've just hired your replacement as your assistant coach.
He was the guy. He was the hot name that hasn't gotten hired yet.
Yeah.
We've added a veteran presence.
Yeah.
Okay. You have fun with that. Anyway, that amuses me. The other thing that amuses me, and I swear to God, I'm going to get to wine, but I have to share this. I've been obviously the Live Tour and the PGA.
Oh my God!
Got in bed together, and reading this quote, you know, from the PGA commissioner Jay Monahan, and it's great. There's a lot of tension in our sport. We've recognized that together we can have a far greater impact. And all I'm seeing is that scene out of Casablanca where somebody comes up, "Oh, you're winning, sir." Oh, yes. Just put it in the car.
Yeah.
Put it in the car.
Well, I think when they rechristen it the Bonesaw Tour, that will be fabulous. We'll all know what it is.
Right. Oh, gory. Now, listen, I'm dealing with the world of wine. I'm not going to sit here and be precious and pretend that, you know, it's pure and beautiful. It certainly is not. I actually read some of our richest, most beautiful individuals, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, are still at it over the sale of Angelina of Chateau Miraval in the region we're going to talk about tonight, which is southern France. It's still a contentious issue. So, you know, there's shiftiness everywhere, but certain people are just simply more beautiful than the rest. So as I mentioned, we're talking about southern France today. We've sort of touched on what terroir is and all these things. And so at this time last year, or just a little bit before this time, I was in southern France, and frankly, climate change is affecting them quite a bit. Now, just really quickly, because we've done this segment several times, but I just want to remind everybody, southern France is generally associated with three main regions. You've got the Rhone, which is further subdivided into the northern and southern. You've got Provence, which is where Chateau Miraval and all the rich, beautiful people are, and the Rosé. And then you've got the Languedoc, which is essentially the rest of the southern French coast all the way to Spain, which is hugely varied. What differentiates them? The northern Rhone Valley. So as we're going, we touched on Burgundy and Beaujolais and things like this. This is, we're about 2/3 of the way over to the German-Swiss border. You can see the Alps at this distance, but they're not super close. But as you get farther south, it becomes more significant in the climatological way. But the northern Rhone is very, very steep cliffs that overlook the Rhone River. The predominant grape is Syrah, and that is the official sanctioned red grape. You do have white regions. Viognier is the predominant white grape there. And as you get a little farther south, you have the white grapes Marsan and Roussan. But the glory spots, if you will, are given over mostly entirely to Syrah. These are the regions of Coroti, of Hermitage, of Saint-Joseph, really dizzying heights at some of these places, and quite nasty to work. Then you go about 60 kilometers to the south, and it is separated. And there's grapes grown there, but there's no really official appellations. And then you get into the southern Rhone Valley, where the predominant red grape is Grenache. You still have Syrah, you have Mourvèdre, you have Carignan, you have a bunch of other ones. And the little appellation that everybody knows is Chateau Neuf du Pape. But you have Gigondas, you have Vinsaube, you have a much darker landscape. It's really, really quite almost bleak. And one of the things that sort of makes it bleak is this wonderful wind that comes down from the Alps. I told you that they would factor in this thing called the Mistral. And it dries things out to the point where, wonderfully, in most places that, you know, want to do this, you don't have to spread a lot of chemical pesticides or any at all, really, because the work is done for you by Mother Nature. The problem is we haven't had a lot of rain in this region, so the Mistral is doing its work, but there's no replenishment of moisture to the point where riverbeds are running dry, and it's really quite dire. And it's unfortunately the same this year. It's not quite as dire as last year, but it's quite significant to the point where about 30% of some people's crops have been lost over the past couple of years. So that's a thing that they're dealing with. Provence, of course, has a lot of the same grapes, but a much different terroir. It's kind of flat, little points of interest that jut into the Mediterranean Sea, places like Bandol, like Cassis, a lot of these old fishing villages and things like that. But by and large, it's fairly uninteresting. It provides solid rosés and some okay reds. Certain estates are better than others, but it's like, again, it's more, Provence is for beautiful people, and God bless them. Someday I might be one again. I used to be, but I probably shan't again. But the more interesting region, and we'll touch on this perhaps next week because I know I'm running out of time, is the Languedoc, the rest of it, because the rest of it is where basically you can grow anything you please, and there are certain people in certain nooks and crannies that are really doing just unbelievably cool things. Some of them are very natural winemakers, right? These people who are using zero sulfites and things like that. You have very traditional winemakers who have found good plots of land that were basically really cheap and you could do anything because there's not a lot of wine laws. So there's tremendous things happening there. And then, of course, as you get to the Spanish border, you get into the Roussillon, which is like the Catalan region just south of it, completely not France at all. So a lot of really exciting things going on. I'll touch on that more next week because I know I don't have much time. But all that said, I hope everybody's well. Do have several changes of shoes because it's soggy out there, folks. This is the problem. When you're a coach, you have like sneakers. You have to have several sets of sneakers that can dry out. This is something I have learned. I'm getting there. I'm definitely getting there. I need to acquire more sweatshirts now. But yeah, I hope everybody's well. Stay dry, and I will talk to you guys next week about a little bit more about the Languedoc.
Sounds good. Thank you. And you stay dry out there as well, Eric, and we'll see you soon.
I shall. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the Bottle every Tuesday. Check out all of Eric's segments. They're up on the website at downtownwithrichkimble.com.